You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Salute to everybody that dressed up for Halloween yesterday. The costumes were glorious, scary, cute.
Thanks.
Adorable.
Thank you.
Not one person knocked on my door for candy.
Did you have your light off?
No.
You had it on?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't go in my neighborhood. Maybe they go into the next neighborhood that got a little more money.
You live in a pretty nice neighborhood. I should have made my way.
You've never been to my house.
Yes, I have.
When?
I picked you up for work one morning.
For what?
Because your car was acting up.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh. You live on the side.
Everybody lives on the side. Did you have a bunch of trick-or-treaters come by?
Oh, I didn't have none. They know better. They know better.
You said you was going to go buy candy yesterday. That was a lie?
That was for me. Candy sales.
I just naturally assumed that it was for the kids because you said, oh, I'm going to Walmart to get candy.
Yeah, for me. All them talk we had about Reese's yesterday. I had to go get some of that.
You are wilding on 10 right now.
But then I thought, I didn't even go get it though. But then I thought, I was like, maybe I could wait till the day after Halloween because they be wanting to get rid of the stuff.
Oh yeah, it goes on sale.
Oh yeah, so I made the right decision. So I didn't even go. I'm going to go sometime this weekend, tonight or tomorrow or something.
Did you see OJ Simpson dressed up as
yes,
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes, I did, and I'm terrified of that. You know, oddly enough though, did you see Patrick Mahomes dressed up like OJ?
When?
For Halloween yesterday.
No.
I mean, you know, he had the knife, he had the glasses, he had the gloves, he had everything.
I didn't see what Patrick had on, so I don't. What was he dressed as?
He had a knife. He had a suit on. I don't know what he was dressed as, but I assume it was OJ since OJ dressed like him.
Oh, mercy.
Once you see the picture of Patrick Mahomes, you'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about. You looking for it now?
No.
Why not?
I was looking at a text message. Mind your business.
We
Why
are
you
work,
tell everybody?
First off, we working. How you going to look at... Look,
Have
see,
I stopped?
Look at you.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and cool. You're clear at 34 right now. Lee Summer, Shade, what's popping?
Looks like the beef is over between Lil' Kim and Trina.
Oh, I didn't know they had beef.
Neither did I. Lil' Kim took to her social media to reveal how the beef got cooked. She shared a photo of the day her dad passed away and revealed that Trina was there for her. I guess they had a show that same day. And so, you know, Kim wanting to do the professional thing, she continued on with the show. And, you know, Trina just recently lost her mom. So that's where their friendship was healed.
Well, I'm glad that they can, you know, patch things up and you know, being women in hip-hop, there's not very many of them, so I'm glad that they can do that and get along.
That's a representation for each of us that really what matters rises to the top. So any beef you got, let it go. Because when somebody dies, you start looking at what's really, really important.
Yep.
Cuba Gooding Jr. has pled not guilty to new charges of forcible touching and sexual abuse in the third degree in his sexual misconduct case in New York City. This is the third time he's been charged with sexual misconduct.
Furious Styles would not approve of this.
Both sides are due in court January 2nd, 2020. So Travis Scott has pulled out of a music festival to that knee injury that happened a couple weeks ago.
Is this the one in Vegas coming up?
Yes. He was due to headline on Saturday in Las Vegas, but Future and Metro Boomin have taken his place as headliner.
Get well, Travis Scott. We need you, dog.
You think Future and Metro Boomin are a good substitution for Travis Scott?
Future's not as big as Travis is right now, but he'll do. They'll love what he has to offer. Future low-key got a like a little catalog on him now that his fans and people associated with them would look forward to.
You think Travis Scott and Future share the same fan base?
Yes, I think they do cross-pollinate. Yeah, yeah. But Travis Scott's fan base is more like Kanye's fan base. But there is a large sector of those folks who also love Future, too. Yeah. You going to see Future?
If he came to my house, I would go right in the living room and watch it. I totally would. And I like his music. You know how I get on certain Future songs. I love it.
So, I hope so.
I do. I like his music a whole lot. I spent a lot of time in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Give me that Atlanta one time.
Mm-mm.
Atlanta.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
Man, good morning. I'm mad because I did all that walking yesterday. I got cramp in my leg and stuff, and they wouldn't even give me no candy. And that's why I'm mad though.
Miss Cindy, you too old, boo.
You never too old to go trick or treating. They say everybody got a kid inside. I still watch cartoons and eat cereal. If I'm walking my kids around and all this going, I demand some candy too.
What would you dress as, Miss Cindy?
Man, a home wrecker.
Damn. Okay, what are you dressed as today?
A home wrecker.
Okay, Miss Cindy. You have a good day.
Man, bye, y'all. Bye.
Woman to woman. If you've ever been in love.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First day of November. Be kind to us, November.
Please, no snow.
Chances of that are slim to none.
Yeah, I know.
On Sunday at 2 a.m., clocks will fall back an hour. You'll get an extra hour of sleep.
Yes.
For Sunday morning.
Need that, boy.
Most all Americans, except for Hawaii and most of Arizona, will need to set their clocks back. But most of our devices do it on their own, except the microwave and the clock in the car.
Right, yeah. Sometimes, you know, some phone companies be a little late. I remember one time, boy, I woke up hella late for something because they didn't do the phones right.
Another thing I'm thinking about this weekend. My father will be here on Saturday.
Oh!
This is the first time he's ever visited me in any of the cities I've lived in.
Well, he misses you.
The first time. So I've been a little nervous about, like, what am I going to do by myself with him?
I got an idea what you can do.
What?
Going bowling with my daddy. On Father's Day, it's all you can bowl.
You know my daddy don't have a knee. Like, he had a knee replacement, and oh, so yeah, they had to take it
that.
Out.
Because
yeah. So it no got physical. Infected. Yeah, so we can't do no bowling.
Okay. What did he like to eat?
Steak.
Hereford House.
Where is that? I've never been there.
It's in Independence. Mm-hmm. By Blue Ridge Cutoff.
You know this is the rent check, so...
Dang, well, that
how much the stakes is.
Hey, he came on the wrong check-in, huh?
If he would have came on that 15th uh-huh. check, we could have balled.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
What else can... Okay, Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. That's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Jazz Museum, too.
Okay.
Maybe the Liberty Memorial for the World War I Museum.
He's a veteran.
Yeah, he might appreciate that. It's First Fridays.
I'm not taking my father to First Friday.
Why not?
He done did enough partying in his years. We need docile stuff.
Take him to the Blue Room.
They probably, got something going on this weekend?
Yeah, they always got a nice little, you know, jazz ensemble or something going on.
My daddy not really jazz, though. He wear, like,
hip-hop?
Camouflage shorts and white tees.
Oh, he does!
And him and his wife dress alike. It is so funny.
Oh.
I mean, like, daddy, y'all wild corny. Y'all dressed alike.
And take him to Soiree. Get him a nice meal there, too. Just go down 18th Vine, you know.
So if y'all see me in the street, just say what up, daddy. And just know I'm trying my best to be a good daughter. Yes.
1, 2, 3.
It's time for Mayor Q's 2-Minute Drill. All things Chiefs football with KC's mayor, Quentin Lucas, with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Powered by Soiree Steak and Oyster House on 18th and Vine.
Yes, sir. Now, before we begin, I just want to thank you, Mayor, for your work this week to take guns out of the hands of abusers.
Yes.
We really thank you for that strong work that you're doing for the community.
Absolutely. That is some vital stuff, how we can keep people safe. And frankly, domestic violence abusers often become homicide suspects. We're trying to avoid that. And more than anything, keep people who are in abuse safe. Make sure you get some help. And we're going to do what we can with the city, with the police, to make sure that people are protected.
That's right.
Amen.
Now on to Chiefs, Vikings, and Arrowhead Sunday at noon. Woo!
Oh man, are y'all ready? Now this is a big one. Everybody says that. But this is one of those where it really tests where we're going. If we drop this game, I can see some challenges for us ahead, even talking about where we place in the playoff picture. But, look, Matt Moore, our backup, had a good day last week.
Yeah.
I think, he will be fine this week. Y'all know what I think about not playing Patrick too soon. So look for the offense to be explosive. They put up some good points against Green Bay, which is a very solid team. The question, as always, is what's going on at the defensive level. Got to stop that run. You cannot let these 8-minute drives go on, let other people control the ball as long. So, we got some pressure this week.
Yeah, and, you got Kirk Cousins coming in, who isn't, the greatest quarterback, but he can do fine. But the biggest concern with the Vikings and their offense is that running back they got, Dalvin Cook from Florida State. The boy is a monster.
Yes.
How you think the defense is going to fare against him?
I want to be more optimistic, but, we've had trouble with that run defense. So, in some ways, look, the secondary really stepped up last week. I mean, Aaron Rodgers often had, 10, 15 seconds to throw, which meant that, the coverage was there. We just couldn't get the pressure up front.
Yeah.
I think that will continue to be a challenge for us this week. So, look for a good running game out of Minnesota. I know we're going to try for it. You got to force Kirk Cousins, a journeyman quarterback, but somebody can put up some points. You got to force him into some mistakes. We probably need an interception or two. And so that's where I think the balance is because, they're running back, man. That man can run.
Yes,
so I'm not thinking that we can shut him down this week. It's going to have to be the rest of the defense stepping up.
We are the walking wounded, but we could have some reinforcements coming back with Frank Clark, with Eric Fisher, offensive lineman, and Kendall Fuller, cornerback, coming, might be playing this week.
Right. My man 5'5", Frank Clark, coming back is going to be huge for us. I mean, I would think this is going to be good for our defense. It's a good test. I mean, and finally, particularly on that defensive end of the ball, getting some folks back, seeing what the rest of our defensive crew is going to look like for the rest of the season. So I expect those folks returning to be strong for us. I'm still expecting a win. Minnesota, although they have a good record, it's been against kind of soft competition so far this year. So, I feel like Kansas City's in a good spot.
All right, Mayor, what do you think the score will be?
I am thinking, all right, I've been wrong for a few weeks in a row now. people are going to start being like, the mayor never tells the truth. I mean, look, this week I'm really thinking a W. Last week I was kind of fudging a little bit. This week I expect a W. We'll put up 27 points. Look for Minnesota to put up 21, some touchdowns. I don't expect many field goals from this side, of course. So 27-21, Chiefs win. A needed win gets us back on track. I still think we're going to win the division regardless, but we need this one to avoid having any questions as we go down the stretch.
I agree with that same score, 27-21, a Chiefs victory. Mayor Q's 2-Minute Drill, thank you so much for joining us, Mayor Quentin Lucas. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all. Have a safe weekend, Hot 103 Jams.
Powered by Soiree, it's food, fun, and football. Talk with special guests, menu, and happy hour specials with the Red Hour, 6:30 p.m. Mondays. Soiree Steak and Oyster House on 18th and Vine.
Now it's time for the Sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy. Right now you're clear 34 at the Improv Comedy Club in Zona Rosa. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Latavia Robinson, singer, the group Destiny's Child. She's 38.
Not too many.
You can't say Latavia.
Happy birthday.
Willie D of the Ghetto Boys is 53.
I make big money. I drive big cars.
Everybody know me.
It's like I'm a movie star. But late at night.
And Ronald Bell of Cool in the Game is 68. Oh, that's a good choice right there. Let's let it rock.
It's my song.
Happy birthday to all my Scorpios born on November 1st.
Yes, sir. So, social media is not buying that Nicki Minaj's husband paid $1.1 million for that wedding ring.
Is it any of our business? No.
They were asking the question, where he get that money from? He don't do nothing but hang with you.
Making that real,
in your Insta stories.
$5, Buster.
Why you looking like that guy, Tori?
Oh, I didn't know if I was supposed to speak. I wasn't introduced. Everybody's going to chime in. And, you know, I know radio protocol.
You here early, but we good. We happy for that.
Uh-huh. I was sleeping in the car. I just woke up. So
you're looking good.
Well, you know, I got my polo on and my white pants on.
I like your hat.
In November, because, you know, shout out to my man, John Witherspoon. He always wore polo.
Yes.
And he always wore white pants. So I said, you know, I'm going to honor my man today.
Yeah.
And break out some polo for John Witherspoon. What's up?
Man, that's a tough thing, the loss of John Witherspoon.
Man, one of our legends. But, you know, he was pops for real, like to a lot of comedians, man. Always had a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge. I got a chance to work with him years ago in a movie called Ride.
Yes.
He and Cedric played bus drivers.
Yeah.
Man, this dude... John Witherspoon would take regular words and just make it like sing,
yes.
Like make it pop. Like he was a theater major, so he knew how to really like make a line come alive. Like you take a basketball and put it in my hand, it's a basketball. Take the same basketball and put it in Michael Jordan's hand, it's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You take a word put it in my mouth, it's just a regular word. But John Witherspoon would take that word and make it pop. That was the great thing about John Witherspoon.
He came into the studio and gave me so much game about making sure you get the right bag for stuff.
Yeah.
He also talked
about... What kind of bag now?
Well, your money.
Okay,
you know,
right.
When you're doing gigs and stuff.
Yeah, that bag, okay. Because, you know, women, when you talk about bags, you know, girl, they're going to buy me a bag. okay, there you
that
go.
That kind of bag. And he talked about himself ad-libbing like all of the lines that we love. They were not written into any of the scripts.
No.
He actually brought that to those films.
And when you watch movies that he's in, I can see that's a John line. That's a John. And what he did was, I mean, he would make the memorable lines.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you gotta have a director who allows you to do that too. Like when I shot Life, Eddie Murphy was like that. So when you see Boomerang, you know, with Eddie Murphy and John Witherspoon, you can tell Eddie was like, yo, go for it. So, Johnson, it's definitely a loss to the black community, but the comedy community.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hilarious comedian got Tori in the building.
Gee, Tori in the place to be, got kicked out of Trump University. What's going on, SNS?
You got kicked out of what university?
Trump, man. Trump University.
God bless the United States.
Yes, yes. I didn't
nasty about me.
I didn't grab anybody by the hoo-ha, so they kicked me out.
Tremendous amounts of water.
But we won't talk about that.
How you been doing?
Good, good. I can't complain, you know. And Kansas City, another cold weekend.
Back in your home state of Missouri.
My home state in the second greatest city in Missouri.
Oh, come on now, fam.
Come on, fam.
Man, I'm from the Lou. You know, I'm always stay true to the Lou.
Y'all ain't got nothing but Chinamen and emos.
Hey, man, you can't say that word, man.
Y'all say it all the time.
But you on radio. You can't
What's wrong with that?
The C word? You can't say that. That's offensive.
Is it?
It's like them calling you the N word.
If someone is from France, what do you call them in their man? A Frenchman. What's the difference?
No, you call them a cologne.
Cologne?
Perfume. That's where it comes from.
I didn't know. That's offensive?
Yeah, let me tell you why. So I had a friend one time who was trying to find a certain Chinese restaurant, right? The hood, the chop suey, you know, the hood, the ghetto fried rice, I call it. So he called him like, yo, is this the, you know, what he said? The you know.
Yeah.
See her man, whatever.
Oh my God. And, that's the name of their country, though.
No, but still, that's offensive. It's
wow.
Like, but so,
okay.
So the dude said, is this the N-word man? He said it back to
that
the dude.
Ain't the same.
Yeah, dude. It to them is you're not of Chinese descent, so you can't say.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
You can't say, you know, that is not the same. to them, if something's offensive to a culture, then it's offensive. We can't say you can't be sensitive to that.
No, I get it. Yeah,
that's like white people saying you shouldn't be sensitive toward the N-word because aren't y'all Negroes? But y'all ain't saying that. So it's just like I didn't learn that until I got to L.A. Right? That word is offensive. You know,
wow.
The C-man. Yeah.
Got Tory teaching school.
Hey, come on now. My mama's a retired teacher. My sister's a retired teacher. I got to carry on the tradition. I'm a teacher of love when it comes to my shows, you know.
So you still single out here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be that for a while.
Why?
I went down that
road. Why are you holding all this goodness away from some woman?
Well, no. I'm not holding it away from someone.
Ew.
There's a few getting it. No. It's enough to go around. No. It ain't like that. I went down that road. So, you know, I went down the love road before.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm good now.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Comedian Guy Tori at the Improv Comedy Club this weekend.
Yeah. Zona Rosa.
That's right.
Oh, is that clap applause for me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You are deserving of applause.
I'm waving my hand like the little pageant ladies. Thank you.
You said you need some fat-free water.
Huh?
Diet water.
That's in the movie Trippin'.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic. A cult classic. You know what's funny? Because I go places, and I've been in some movies that were, like, critically acclaimed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oscar-nominated type movies. And then somebody come in, man, I loved you in that movie. I'm thinking they're going to say one of the classics, like, Trippin'.
Yes. Like, love that movie.
Oh, I loved you in Ride.
Yes.
And it's usually people who are, like, younger. And I'm like, you know that movie? Like, yeah, me and my mom and me and my dad watch it all the time. Like, that movie's like before I got my teeth fixed.
God. See, they watching Netflix, they ain't got cable. That's why they catch it up on.
I ain't mad at them. Yeah. I pay so much for my cable and I'm never home. I'm gone 40 weekends a year and I'm paying a high cable. I'm thinking about getting rid of mine. And just go to Netflix and Apple TV, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. That would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah, I ain't never home. I mean, I got it for the sports, though. I got to have my sports. You know what I'm saying? I got to see when the Rams beat up on the Chiefs. You know, last year.
Okay,
I was actually at that game, but I just got to see.
You went too far with that.
I always go too far. I'm a comedian. That's what we do. We go too far. We play too much. We don't play well with others in sandboxes, man. Mm-hmm. Come on.
How's your family doing?
Family's good. Mom is great. You know, I'm a little worried about her, but she all right. You know, she's up to an age. You know, so she's at the age where you got, you know, she's a hoarder now.
My mother's like a level one hoarder.
My
now.
Mom is a pizza box away from them people on TV.
Oh, Lord. No.
She's an anchovy away from them people on TV. Me and my brother bought her this nice, beautiful house, and, you know, and...
I think they're holding on to the memories.
Yeah, because ever since she lost we lost our pops, it got a little worse, you know. She's become a whore. Der. Whore-der.
Oh,
whore-der.
Got Tori. Have you always had these pretty dimples or you just had surgery
Whatever,
on them?
Whatever, man. I've been born with these dimples. These NDs, as downtown Judy Brown called them.
You live in L.A. They known for a little surgery every now and again.
No. These are the dimples I was born with. I hated them when I was growing up.
Really? Why?
Because people used to come pinch my cheeks. The old women, you guys saw that cute dimple. My jaws would be sore for weeks because my cheeks got pinched.
They used to do that to Shay's chin all the time.
You got a boy or a girl?
Who?
No, she looking at you, slap boy.
Oh, man, she ain't gonna.
No, she looking at you, boy. Boy looks to kill you.
Shay, what did they used to call it?
What? Your chin? You do have an interesting chin. So tell us the story of your chin. It's a good feature. We have features that God gives us.
People pay for a pronounced chin.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Look,
so you
they
be
take
proud
pictures of my chin
exactly.
And say, "Can I have this?"
Yeah. See, it's a good chin. It's a pronounced chin.
It's not like a man's chin.
It's not
chin.
Like Jay Leno.
Right. Is that? You know? It's not wide, but it.
Right.
Yeah.
It matches your face.
Yeah. It's like a C cup chin.
Oh my God.
More God Tori at 8 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Mostly cold. You mean cloudy?
Mostly cloudy.
Mostly cold.
It is not that cold. You shouldn't have been here the other 2 days.
The other,
Wednesday and Thursday.
It snowed yesterday.
Yeah. I know, I see it. I saw it. I flew in yesterday, last night.
No, the Rams can't play in the snow. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we in L.A. now, partner. Mm-hmm. Partner. Mm-hmm. West Coast, left coast, the best coast. Hash brown.
Got Tori in the building all weekend.
In the building.
Improv.
Yeah, come see me, y'all. If you haven't seen me in a while, man, I'm telling you, this new show will blow you away. If you see me before, it's still going to blow you away. Just a prequel to, you know, my comedy special that I'm working on. A lot of stuff I'm actually working on, man. My documentary, which is finally came into fruition. I'm working on two of those. I'm doing a series called Tory Stories, which I just shot a couple episodes for. I'm going to crank out a whole bunch more, and we're going to be shopping that. Tory Stories are like things that happened to me, like this in life, on movie sets. I always get asked questions on TV shows and radio shows of how I was working with Eddie Murphy and Ed Norton and all those guys. But there's also stories that happened, like I'm on the road. Like I was in Kansas City a few years back, and a Tory story happened. I walked into this 50-style diner, and this little white lady walked up and to me and the manager, the owner of the Improv, who takes all the comedians around, and she sits us down. I ordered breakfast, and I ordered a fruit cup. And she said, oh, and just for you, we have plenty of watermelon. Oh. And I tell you, my face looked like Tommy from Power. Like, what just happened here? What just happened here? So, and then she said it again. I said, what? She said, we had plenty of watermelon this time. I'm like, and then Todd saw my face, and the owner of the Improv, and was like, he started laughing. I'm like, dude, this ain't no laughing matter. He said, no, she thinks you're Kevin Hart. I said, what? She said, last time I came in here, I was with Kevin, and Kevin gave her a bunch of crap about not having a bunch of watermelon.
Oh.
So she saw Todd, saw a little black dude, thought I was Kevin, and proceeded to say, hey, you know, play along with the joke from last time, like, we got plenty of watermelon. I'm going to choke that old white lady.
Folks want to pop off.
We're live on our Facebook page, and somebody said that you're the original Kevin Hart. Do you?
Not an original guy, Tori. Kevin Hart is Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Kevin Hart has done an amazing job with his career, and I love how he's given so many other comedians opportunities. You know, the Plastic Cup Boys, to be, and also people behind the scenes, man. I mean, you know, we all have our own path. That's my man. Big fan of Kevin Hart, and mutual respect, and yeah, all love. But I appreciate it, you know. I'm taller than Kevin, actually, by the way. Not by financial numbers, but in stature.
Have you seen Dolomite on Netflix?
No, you know what? I want to go see it in L.A. at the theaters because I want to see it big, but it wasn't in a lot of theaters. And now it's not on. Now it's on the Netflix, so now mm-hmm. I got to watch it on Netflix. But I can't. I don't want to watch it on my iPad because I've been traveling.
Right.
So I want to wait till I get home and watch it on my screen.
I could see you in that movie.
Man, I could have saw me in that movie, too. I'm like, well, but, you know, I'm actually going to step back into acting. I step back for a minute.
Really? It's just why?
It's the game. You know, I've been in the game too long enough to play the games that Hollywood plays. Mm. You know, and you get frustrated. You know, you get the auditions, and some of the roles, you're like, I'm not playing that. Oh, I'm not putting on that. Oh, I'm not doing that. So you get frustrated. But I had to rewire myself. Because once you've been in the game long enough and you know the game, and as a writer and as a producer, you know what goes on behind the scenes. You know, a lot of those casting sessions are crap, especially if you're a woman, an attractive woman. That a lot of times they're just calling you in just to try to get your phone number. I never did that as a casting session, but I know a lot of guys that did. But also, it's the fact that a lot of times they have who they want already. Mm. But it's rules with the union that you have to follow, that you have to call so many people in. And, like, a lot of times I know, like, they already casted somebody. So now you just got me going through the motions. So now I'm flying back to L.A., canceling shows for this movie, for this role that I'm not going to get. Because you already got somebody. Mm. But you don't know that I know that. So it's just, it's like, you know, let me focus on radio, you know, Tom Jordan Morning Show. And let me focus on my stand-up. And then I can dive back into acting anytime I want. Because that's the thing about acting, which is great, that you don't have a shelf life. Basically, like, you don't, like, at pro sports, you know, you can only play for so long. But acting, you can play, you know, as long as you want. So, in January, I'm actually diving back into acting because people keep adding, when you gonna be in another movie? Miss you in the movie. Miss you in the TV show. So, you know, I'm diving back in for y'all because, you know, I can live without it.
So, you telling me that Girl 6 is real? That's what I just learned.
Yeah, man. I've been on some shows, man, where they have a casting room full of beautiful women, man, and none of them gonna get casted. Mm. They just want to see who's out there and get their phone numbers. I'm just gonna be honest. I'm just gonna be completely honest, man. I was on a casting session one time. We were talking about the movie Ride earlier, mm-hmm. right? And I was in an audition with Fredro Starr, mm-hmm. right? And in the description, it has, you know, looking for a young, you know, wiry, funny African American comedian, you know, looking for a Mike Epps type, right? We go into the audition room and Mike Epps is sitting there.
Wow.
Like, you telling us what type of character you want this guy to be, but you got the guy who you want this character to be, like, sitting in an audition room. Mm-hmm. Me and Frederick looked at each other and walked out like, why are we here? You just wasted our time. You wasted days of practicing and rehearsing the lines. You wasted me, you know, canceling a date to be here for you guys. And then the dude that you want to be is in the audition room. It's the game
it's
the that they play.
The seedy underbelly of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood is, yeah.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the lower 50s today. Mostly cloudy and cool. You're sunny and 32 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
I don't know. Maybe Guy Tori was at this party. You know Let's Todd see. Gurley, right?
Yeah, I do know Todd Gurley, man. Really good guy.
He had a Halloween party on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and rapper YG apparently kissed a young lady outside of that party, and he's in a relationship Ooh. With singer Kalani.
Mm, she fine, too.
Well, was YG in costume? Because the costume.
Oh, it
could have been somebody else.
Exactly. Maybe it was somebody dressed up as YG and kissed, and then all the cameras were there. It
Always
wasn't YG.
Always thinking.
Come on, man. I'm a man. We got to have excuses.
That's a plausible
Alibis.
Excuse.
Yes, Buck that naked. Wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was somebody dressed up like me.
You can see they public hairs.
Yes.
Have you ever been caught in a situation like that?
Never. 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 I never cheated on when I was in a monogamous relationship, I've never cheated.
Really?
When I was married, I never cheated. I was out the country for several months, and it was being thrown at me, but I wasn't going to do it. Because karma.
So that's really what you're thinking, karma. Mm-hmm.
Karma, but also it's just not right. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, for me, I'm a bad liar. You know, I'll come back like, you know how, you know, as a kid and your parents tell you, don't talk about so-and-so I.
Right.
Don't talk about Uncle Junior I.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, mama told me not to talk about your eye.
You just go say
you just
it.
Tell it. Then that's me. No, I wasn't sleeping with that woman in the hotel back in Romania. Like, she didn't ask that. She asked something totally different. That would
I've
be me.
I don't think I've ever met a man that said that.
No. Yeah, I'm a bad liar. Yeah. And then I travel too much. So I was always like, man, if I'm on the road doing my thing, then back in LA, you know, somebody could be back up mad today, all in. My ex-wife wasn't like that, but still. So I just never, you know, never did it.
Yes, I'm saying I want a mango.
That's interesting. Yeah. So Moneybagg Yo is now claiming that the relationship with Megan Thee Stallion was all for publicity.
That happens a lot in Hollywood.
That's what he said.
I remember when I had a manager years ago who wanted me to fake go out with Lark Voorhees. Like, oh. He managed both of us, right?
Lisa Turtle?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he managed both of us. And I was actually dating my ex-wife at the time, mm-hmm. in St. Louis. So he was like, no, you should show up at Red Carpets together and did events together. And, you know, you all can, people can think y'all go together to generate buzz and publicity for both of you guys. I'm like, well, she has a boyfriend and I know her boyfriend. I have a girlfriend back in St. Louis. So if we're all in the press like that, how's that? That's disrespectful to my. I don't want my. You know, my girlfriend going through all that. Like, all the friends and family asking, he's out with so and so. And I knew Lark. We were friends because she used to date Martin. She was engaged to Martin Lawrence, and I was a.
Really?
I worked in a Martin show. Yeah. So, but that happens a lot in Hollywood. Arranged relationships.
Wow.
Just for publicity.
You look good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take a glance in the bread. You see, I got that quad.
Hot 103 Jams is qualifying you to win $1,000 in free fall cash. Just like this.
Who is this?
Good morning, Brian. This is Norma.
Hey, Norma, you on the line with the Morning Grind and Guy Tori.
Hey, Guy, how are you?
Good morning. Yeah, it's morning. We both got our morning voices in. What's going on, Mama? Good morning. You got the little frogs in our throat. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm actually home.
You just woke up, right?
No, I've been up. It's just that I was laying down.
Oh, okay. That's what it sounded like. And you probably, this mm-hmm. is the first time you probably spoke this morning.
No. I've actually called principal cussed somebody out this morning.
Oh, oh man. Lord. Already?
It's All Already? Saints Day. You're supposed to be praying for your people.
Well, she laid hands on somebody.
No. See, that's why I made that call, so I wouldn't have to go lay some hands on somebody.
There you go. You said it was a principal?
Yeah.
I know my dad slapped the principal one time.
Oh, come on.
Well, see, we
was a nun,
situation.
Too.
Win.
Norman, we got you two tickets to go.
Four tickets.
We got you some tickets to check out Guy Corey tonight.
You trying to short me, Brian? What?
No,
you trying to
short me? Two on our paper, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying four. I said four.
I heard you, Guy. I heard you.
Plus, you're going to qualify for $1,000 and free fall cash next Friday, all right?
And bring that principal with you.
No, he ain't going no damn way with my four tickets, Brian.
Tell the town what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103, and don't you forget to slam that.
Jam.
Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Don't get this paper.
Get that done. From Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.